Excel 2016-Lesson 3-Objectives.
Hello everyone, this is Dan with the Training Department at Freedom Scientific. Today's lesson is Excel 2016, Lesson 3. Objectives. By the end of this lesson, you'll understand, be able to discuss, and or perform the following tasks related to Microsoft Excel 2016 with JAWS. Adding chart titles, editing chart titles, data validation and input messages. We'll use those to create a drop-down list using the settings page, create an input message using the input message page, error handling using the error alert page, and creating a date input field. We'll also fill in a series and work with unlocking cells before protecting a worksheet. Protect the worksheet. We'll use the auto-fit column width. We'll use Excel to sort data, and we'll talk a little bit about printing in Microsoft Excel. I'll go ahead and move to the next page now.
Next page link. Excel 2016, Lesson 3, Note: the contextual tabs for chart.
And I pressed Control to stop JAWS from speaking there. So in Lesson 3, one of the things you'll notice is that in some places, JAWS does not read the text area where you type in the chart titles and certain other places like that. There are ways to accomplish that. As a workaround, I'll show you some other things. There is a link in your lesson that reads Workbook File from Lesson 2.
Workbook File from Lesson 2 link.
I already have that open, and I'm going to switch to it in just a moment. The first thing we're going to talk about is adding chart titles. So let me go ahead and switch over to the lesson.
Please wait. Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet. Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet - after Lesson 2.xlsx - saved. Restaurant Supplies 1 blank A2.
Adding chart titles. Press Ctrl Shift O to open the JAWS Select an Object dialog box.
Please wait. Collecting objects. Select an object dialog. List 1 list view. Chart:Chart2B12-H26:1 of 1.
Select the chart you want to work with within the list and press Enter.
Chart:Chart2. To display the chart in the virtual viewer, press Ctrl plus Insert plus E semicolon press ESC to return to the worksheet. Blank. A2.
Focus moves to the chart object. Press Alt followed by JC Juliet Charles to move to the Design Contextual tab of the ribbon.
Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab. Chart Tools Group Box. Design tab.
Note. The contextual tabs for charts have changed quite a bit from the Excel 2010 version. In 2010, the Chart Tools contextual tab had 3 subtabs. Design, keytip JC, Layout, keytip JA, and Format, keytip JO. In 2016 Excel, there are only 2 subtabs. Design, JC, and Format, JO. The Layout subtab has been removed. Press Tab to move to the lower ribbon Chart Layouts group.
Menu, lower ribbon, Design group box, Chart Layouts group box, Add Chart Element submenu.
Focus is on the Add Chart Element submenu. Press Enter. Alternatively, you can press A to open this submenu.
Menu, leaving menus, Axis submenu.
Press down arrow to explore the different choices, all of which have more submenus.
Axis title submenu. Chart title submenu. Data label submenu.
Choose Axis titles submenu.
Chart title submenu. Axis title submenu.
And open that.
Upper ribbon. Lower ribbon. Design group box. Chart layouts group box. Primary horizontal button.
Find primary horizontal and then press Enter.
Leaving menu bar. Blank. A2.
An edit box appears below the horizontal axis with the text Axis Title inside of it. Press Enter to go into the edit layer for this text object. JAWS does not read it, but it is selected. Press the Delete key to delete this text and type in a new horizontal axis title. You will be able to hear each character as you type, but JAWS doesn't read it if you try to use the arrow keys to read what you type. I typed in July. Press Escape once to get out of edit mode.
Escape.
Focus returns to the text object layer. Press Escape once more and focus moves to the main chart object again.
Escape. A2.
Note, if you want to check this while the chart has focus, press Insert, Control, C, Charlie to view the chart in the virtual viewer. You can read the title there.
Link Restaurant Supplies Chart 2. Description : line with markers displayed at each data value. The chart contains 4 lines. Link category axis : July. The value axis is unlabeled. Line 1 legend : flower has 4 points. Line 1 legend : flower has 4 points.
I pressed up arrow to stop the speech there because if you press control, remember, you'll put focus on the chart tools toolbar. It's off to the side of the chart when it gets focus. So the virtual viewer has opened up. I'll press control home to move to the top of the virtual viewer.
Link restaurant supplies chart 2.
And then I'll press down arrow to move through that.
Blank. Description : line with markers displayed at each data value. The chart contains 4 lines. Blank. Link category axis : July.
And there I heard that the category axis has the word July as its title.
The value axis is unlabeled. Blank. Line 1 legend : flower has 4 points.
And I could continue to read that if I wished. Press Escape to close the virtual viewer when finished.
Escape. The active chart is selected.
Press Escape one more time to take focus off of the main chart object and return to the worksheet area.
Escape.
Editing chart titles. To edit the contents of existing titles in a chart, such as a chart title, the horizontal or axis titles, etc., do the following. First, press Ctrl-Shift-O to open the JAWS Select an Object dialog box.
Please wait. Collecting objects. Select an object dialog. List 1 list view. Chart : chart 2 B12-H26 : 1 of 1.
Select the chart you want to work with in the list and press Enter.
Chart : chart 2. To display the chart in the virtual viewer, press Ctrl plus Insert plus E semicolon press ESC to return to the worksheet. Blank. A2.
Focus moves to the chart object. Press Alt followed by JA to move to the Format tab of the ribbon.
Upper ribbon. Group. Chart Tools Group Box. Format tab.
Press E Echo to move to the Chart Elements Edit Combo Box on the lower ribbon.
Lower ribbon. Chart Area. Format Group Box. Current Selection Group Box. Chart Elements Edit Combo Collapsed. Chart Area.
Press down arrow to move through the elements listed for the chart, and then press Enter on the one you wish to edit, such as the horizontal, category, axis title.
Chart Area. Horizontal left paren category right paren axis. Horizontal left paren category right paren axis title.
That's it. I'll press Enter.
Leaving menu bar. Blank. A2.
Focus moves to the text object for the axis title. Press Enter to go into edit mode. The text in the object is selected. Don't try to edit the individual letters of text here, as JAWS does not read it. Instead, press the Delete key to delete the text, and then retype the text as you wish it to appear.
2017.
I typed in July 2017. Press Escape once to get out of the edit mode.
Escape.
Focus returns to the text object layer itself. Press Escape once more and focus moves to the main chart object again.
Escape. Blank. A2. Blank. A2.
Note, if you want to check this while the chart has focus, press Insert Ctrl+C to view the chart in the virtual viewer. You can read the titles there. Press Escape to close the virtual viewer when finished. Press Escape one more time to take focus off the main chart object and return to the worksheet area.
Escape. Escape. Blank. A2.
Note, an element that's called an axis refers to the values of that element. An element called axis title refers to the title shown in the chart for that element. The value axis is the vertical one, and the category axis is the horizontal one. Data validation and input messages. Authors of workbooks using the Microsoft spreadsheet program Excel can use the input message feature of Excel to provide outstanding feedback and instructions for users of JAWS. For this section of the training, let's use the second worksheet in the workbook, the one currently titled Sheet 1. First, I'll press Control Page Down to move to Sheet 1, which is actually Sheet 2 in our sample workbook.
Sheet 1, blank, A1.
You can verify this if you wish by pressing Insert F1.
This is the spreadsheet area. The worksheet name is Sheet 1 and its number is 2, period.
So the worksheet name is Sheet 1 and its number is 2. I'll press Escape.
Escape. Blank. A1.
Since worksheets can be rearranged, you can't count on the name of the sheet to indicate the position the sheet has within the worksheet order. Let's rename this sheet to something more meaningful. You'll recall we practiced naming worksheets in Lesson 1. Press Alt-H to move to the Home tab of the ribbon, and then O to activate the Format button in the Cells group of the lower ribbon.
Alt-H. Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab. Menu. Leaving menus. Row height dot dot dot.
A menu opens with different choices. Press R for Rename Sheet, and then give this sheet the name Data Validation.
Leaving menus, blank, A1. Blank, blank.
Press Enter when you're finished.
Blank, A1.
Focus returns to the worksheet. Next, let's take a look at the data validation dialog box. First, I'll move to cell C3.
Blank, B1, blank, C1, blank, C2, blank, C3.
It really doesn't matter where you do this part of the exercise, so it can be anywhere in the worksheet, as long as it's a blank cell. Next, activate the Data tab of the ribbon, Alt-A, Alpha.
Alt-A, upper ribbon, group box, Data tab.
What I'm looking for is the Data Tools group of the lower ribbon. The Data Tools group is about 3/4 of the way across the ribbon from the left on my computer. Choose the Data Validation Split button, V as in Victor.
Menu, leaving menus, data validation dot dot dot.
And then choose Data Validation again. I'll press Enter.
Menu, data validation dialog, settings page, validation criteria, settings tab.
A three-page data validation dialog box opens with focus on the settings page. This dialog box allows you to choose the kind of messages, titles, prompts, and errors to use, and whether tooltips are shown or not. Press Tab to move to the Allow combo box for validation criteria.
Allow colon combo box, any value.
Here you can choose to allow any value, whole number, decimal, list, date, time, text length, or custom based on formulas. The first choice, any value, is used most often for names or general alphanumeric input. The time and date choices force input to be in the form of a valid time or date and offer you two more fields where you can restrict the values to a range of dates or times. The same is true for several of the other choices. For example, if you choose whole number, you can then restrict input to include the following choices: between, not between, equal to, not equal to, greater than, less than, greater than or equal to, or less than or equal to. The choices available depend on the item selected in the Allow combo box. Creating a drop-down list using the Settings page. If you're not already there, press Tab to move to the Allow combo box and then do the following. First, choose list in the allow combo box.
Whole number. Decimal. List.
Press tab to move to the source edit box.
Source colon edit.
To define the list locally, type the list values separated by commas. Type the following. Fall, winter, spring, summer, to create a list of college semesters.
Comma. Comma. Comma.
To use a range of cells with a defined name, type the equal sign followed by the name of the range. To use cell references, select the cells on the worksheet and then press Enter. Note, if you use the arrow keys in this edit area, a selection rectangle moves in the worksheet from one cell to another in the background, and the address of that cell shows up in the edit field. This is fine for selecting a list of values either from a single cell or a group of cells, but it may be easier to type in the text values, depending on your goal. To toggle between point mode and edit mode, press F2. The default here is point mode. Press tab to move to the in-cell drop-down checkbox and make sure it's checked.
Validation criteria. Validation criteria. Ignore blank checkbox. Checked. Validation criteria. Validation criteria. In-cell drop-down checkbox. Checked.
Press tab to move to the OK button and then activate it with the spacebar.
Validation criteria. Validation criteria. Clear all button. Source colon. OK button. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet. Blank. Has dropped down. Blank. C3.
The dialog box closes and focus returns to the worksheet. When focus is in this cell, a graphic picture of a button with a down arrow appears next to the cell. Mouse users normally click to open the drop-down list. JAWS announces that the cell has a drop-down, indicating this. Keyboard users can press Alt down arrow to open the drop-down list. Press Enter to choose one of the items in the list when you're ready. Note, you should tell JAWS users how to access the drop-down items by using an input message. The next section discusses how to create input messages. Creating an input message using the Input Message page. To create an input message, open the Data Validation dialog box again. First, make sure focus is in cell C3 before continuing.
Blank, B3, blank, has dropped down, blank, C3.
Activate the Data tab of the ribbon Alt plus A.
Alt A, upper ribbon, group box, data tab.
I'm looking for the Data Tools group of the lower ribbon. The Data Tools group is about 3/4 of the way across from the left margin on the lower ribbon. Choose the Data Validation Split button, V as in Victor.
Menu, leaving menus, data validation ...
And press Enter on Data Validation here.
Menu, data validation dialog, settings page, validation criteria, settings tab.
Press Control tab to move to the Input Message page of the multi-page dialog box.
Input Message tab.
Press tab to move to the Show Input Message When Cell is Selected checkbox and make sure it's checked.
Show Input Message When Cell is Selected checkbox. Checked.
If you uncheck this, JAWS will not announce that there's an input message associated with the cell, nor will JAWS speak the message. It's also not shown visually. Press tab to move to the next control, the title edit box.
Title colon edit.
The title, if created, becomes part of the message. Visually, the title appears in bold text above the rest of the text in the input message. Creating a title is often redundant, so the author recommends leaving the title blank unless you need it. Press tab to move to the next control, the Input Message Edit box.
Input Message colon edit.
Type in an input message. You don't have to type in the restrictions or parameters in the message, since JAWS reads those aloud automatically. There is a limit of 225 characters for this multi-line edit field. For this exercise, type the following without the quotes. press Alt down arrow to open the drop-down list, and then press Enter to choose one of the items.
Press Alt plus down arrow to open the drop-down list, and then press Enter to choose one of the items.
Press Tab to move to the OK button, and then activate it with the spacebar.
Input message: clear all button. OK button. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet, blank, has dropped down. Press Alt plus down arrow to open the drop-down list, and then press Enter to choose one of the items. C3.
The data validation dialog box closes, and Focus returns to the worksheet. When Focus moves to a cell with an input message, the input message appears, and JAWS reads the text out loud. I'll press left arrow to move away from this cell.
Blank, B3.
And I'll press right arrow to move back and listen to the message.
Blank, has dropped down. Press Alt plus down arrow to open the drop-down list, and then press Enter to choose one of the items. C3.
Error handling, using the Error Alert page. To create an error alert, do the following. First, make sure Focus is in cell C3 again. Activate the Data tab of the ribbon by pressing Alt-A.
Alt-A, upper ribbon, group box, data tab.
Once again, the location is the Data Tools group of the lower ribbon. Choose the Data Validation Split button, V as in Victor.
Menu, leaving menus, data validation ...
Press Enter on Data Validation.
Menu, data validation dialog, input message page. When cell is selected, show this input message : input message tab.
Press Control tab to move to the Error Alert page of the multi-page dialog box.
Error Alert tab.
Press Tab to move to the first checkbox, Show Error Alert after invalid data is entered, and make sure it's checked.
Show Error Alert after invalid data is entered checkbox. Checked.
Press Tab again to move to the Style Combo box.
Style : Combo box. Stop.
There are several choices here. Stop, Warning, and Information. Stop Error. The Stop Error choice does not allow any other input than what was set in the validation criteria established previously. If you choose this item, and incorrect data is placed in the cell, a dialog box with the title and text of your choosing opens. The choices for this dialog box are Retry, Cancel, or Help, with Retry as the default button.
Warning.
Warning Error. The Warning Error choice gives users greater flexibility for input than what you might normally allow. It opens a dialog box with a title and text warning of your choosing. The choices for this dialog box are Yes, No, Cancel, and Help, with No as the default button.
Information.
Information Error. The Information Error choice also gives users greater flexibility for input than what you might normally allow. It also opens a dialog box with a title and text warning of your choosing. The choices for this dialog box are OK, Cancel, and Help, with OK as the default button. For now, make sure Information is selected and press Tab to move to the next control.
Title : Edit.
Focus moves to the Title Edit box. As mentioned previously, if the title is redundant, leave it blank. This is, of course, an option some people may choose to use. For practice, type in a short title. I'll type in the word Note.
Note.
Press Tab to move to the next control.
Error Message : Edit.
Focus moves to the Error Message Edit box, which is a multi-line edit box. This edit box allows a maximum of 225 characters. Type in a short error message. I'll type, choose the semester you plan to attend from the drop-down dialog box. Choose the semester. You plan to attend. From the drop-down dialog box.
Period.
Press Tab to move to the OK button and then activate it with the spacebar.
Error message: Clear all button. When user enters invalid data, show this error alert colon style colon. OK button. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet. Blank. Has drop down. Press Alt plus down arrow to open the drop down list, and then press Enter to choose one of the items. C3.
The dialog box closes and focus returns to the worksheet. Next, test this error message. Try typing any character in the cell C3.
Edit. Blank. Note dialog. Choose the semester you plan to attend from the drop-down dialog box. OK button.
What happens? The message displays with an OK button. When you press Enter on the OK button, the error message disappears, but also notice that the character you typed is allowed to remain in cell C3.
Blank. C4. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet dash after lesson 2.xlsx dash Excel. Data validation.
Spend a few minutes on your own, experimenting with the three styles of error alerts to see the different dialog boxes they present to the end user. Creating a date input field. Exercise. Follow the same procedures above, but create a date input field in a cell. Also, in this instance, use the error alert page to give the end user a warning if the input is incorrect. First, move to an empty cell in the worksheet. I'll move to cell F3.
Blank, D4. Blank, E4. Blank, F4. Blank, F3.
Activate the data tab of the ribbon. Alt A.
Alt A, upper ribbon, group box, data tab.
The location is the data tools group again of the lower ribbon. Choose the data validation split button, V as in Victor.
Menu, leaving menus. Data validation dot dot dot.
Press Enter on data validation.
Menu. Data validation. Data validation dialog. Error alert page. When user enters invalid data, show this error alert colon. Error alert tab.
Press Control Tab if necessary to move to the settings page.
Settings tab.
Press Tab to move to the Allow Combo box for validation criteria.
Allow colon combo box. Any value.
Choose date in the list.
Whole number. Decimal. List. Date.
And then press Tab to move to the data combo box.
Data colon combo box. Between.
For this example, assume the company was created in the year 2007. So choose greater than as the data validation and press Tab to move to the next control, which is the start date.
Not between, equal to, not equal to, greater than. Start date colon edit.
Enter a start date of 12/31/2006.
What 2/31/2006.
This prevents anyone from typing a date prior to 01/01/2007. Press Tab to move to the Ignore Blank checkbox and make sure it's checked.
Validation criteria. Validation criteria. Ignore blank checkbox. Checked.
Press Control Tab to move to the Input Message page.
Input Message tab.
Press Tab to move to the Show Input Message When Cell Is Selected checkbox and make sure it's checked.
Show Input Message When Cell Is Selected checkbox. Checked.
Move to the Input Message Edit box and type something like the following. Enter the date of your request.
Title colon edit. Input message colon edit. BU. Period. Enter the date of your request.
Enter the date of your request. Press Control Tab to move to the Error Alert page.
Error alert tab.
Press Tab to move to the Show Error Alert After Invalid Data Is Entered checkbox and make sure it's checked.
Show Error Alert After Invalid Data Is Entered checkbox. Checked.
Press Tab to move to the Style Combo box and choose Stop.
Style colon combo box. Stop.
Press Tab to move to the error message edit box and type in something like the following.
Title colon edit. Error message colon edit.
You must enter a date greater than December 31st, 2006. You must enter a date greater than December 31st.
3, 1, comma, 2006. 2006, period.
Press Tab to move to the OK button and activate it to close the data validation dialog box.
When user enters invalid data, show this error alert colon style colon. Clear all button. OK button. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet. Blank. Date input. Enter the date of your request. Greater than 12/31/2006. F3. Blank. Date input.
Notice if you type in a date prior to 2007, the error message kicks in.
1/1/2006. Blank. Microsoft Excel dialog. You must enter a date greater than December 31st, 2006. Retry button.
And notice that, in this case, the retry button is active, which puts focus right back in the cell so you can try again.
1/1/2006. 2/2/2007. Blank. F4. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet dash after lesson 2.xlsx dash Excel. Data validation. Blank. F4.
Fill in a series. Sometimes it may be helpful to have Excel fill in a series for you. This can be a big time saver. For example, instead of typing out every month of the year in a series, you can simply type January and have Excel fill in the rest of the months for you. First, move to an empty cell in the worksheet. I'll move the cursor to cell A5, the beginning of the fifth row.
Home, blank, A4, blank, A5.
Type in the word January. Hold down the Shift key and press right arrow 11 times to select the range for the names of the months for the rest of the year. So I typed the word January. I didn't press Enter or Tab. I'll hold down the Shift key and press right arrow 11 times.
January, select, B5, select, C5, select, D5, select, E5, select, F5, select, G5, select, H5, select, I5, select, J5, select, K5, select, L5.
Go to the Home tab of the ribbon by pressing Alt-H.
Alt-H. Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab.
We're looking for the editing group of the lower ribbon. On my computer, the editing group is the last group of the lower ribbon on the far right-hand side. I'm looking for the Fill button drop-down. The key tip is FI.
Menu. Leaving menus. Down Control plus D.
Next, choose Series S.
Menu. Series dialog. Step value colon edit.
The Series dialog box opens. Focus is in the Step Value Edit box. Press Alt-F to select the Autofill Radio button, and then press Enter to activate the OK button.
Alt-F, Autofill Radio button, checked, 4 of 4. Selected range, A5, January, L5, December.
The dialog box closes, and Excel has typed in the months of the year for you in the selected range. Unlocking cells before protecting a worksheet. If you create a report, for example, a timesheet, you may have places for someone to put in their hours and also labels, such as the days of the week. To prevent people from accidentally erasing or typing over the labels, you can protect those cells. Where there are formulas, such as for the total hours of the week, it's a good idea to protect those cells as well. Before protecting a worksheet, you need to unlock the cells where you want people to fill in the data. Otherwise, they will not be able to fill in the data. First, move to a cell you want to keep unlocked or select a range of cells. Let's mark the following cells as being unlocked on worksheet 2. C3, the cell for the drop-down list, F3, the cell for the date, and the range of cells from A6 through L6, cells where people using the worksheet might type in some data in the row beneath the months of the year. First, move to cell C3.
Blank, A4, blank, A3, blank, B3, H, has drop down. Press Alt plus down arrow to open the drop down list, and then press Enter to choose one of the items, C3.
Press Alt H to activate the Home tab of the ribbon.
Alt H, upper ribbon, group box, Home tab.
I'm looking for the font group of the lower ribbon. The font group on the lower ribbon is the second group from the left on my computer. Choose the Format Cells button, F Foxtrot N November, FN.
Leaving menu bar, blank, Format Cells dialog, font page, font tab.
Alternatively, press Control 1. The Format Cells dialog box opens. Press Control Tab to move to the Protection tab page.
Border tab, Fill tab, Protection tab.
Press Tab to move to the checkbox Locked, and press Spacebar to uncheck it.
Locked checkbox, checked. Not checked.
Press Enter to close the Format Cells dialog box.
H has drop down. Press Alt plus down arrow to open the drop down list, and then press Enter to choose one of the items, C3.
Repeat the process for all cells where data is to be entered. I'll move to F3.
Blank, blank, 2/2/2007. Date input. Enter the date of your request. Greater than 12/31/2006. F3.
I'll press Control 1.
Control 1. Format cells dialog. Protection page. Locking cells or hiding formulas has no effect until you protect the worksheet left paren review tab. Changes group. Protect sheet button right paren. Protection tab. Lock checkbox. Checked. Not checked. 2/2/2007. Date input. Enter the date of your request. Greater than 12/31/2006. F3.
After you've unlocked the cells C3 and F3, do the following to move to and select the cells for A6 through L6 in one step. Open the Go To dialog box by pressing Control G.
Control G. Go to dialog. Reference colon edit combo. 0 of 3.
Focus is in the Reference Edit box. Type in the following, A6:L6, no spaces, and then press Enter.
6:6. Select A6, blank, L6, blank.
The focus moves to and highlights the entire range of cells from A6 to L6, inclusive. Go to the Format Cells dialog box using Control 1 and mark this range of cells as unlocked.
Control 1. Format Cells dialog. Protection page. Locking cells or hiding formulas has no effect until you protect the worksheet left paren review tab. Changes group. Protect sheet button right paren. Protection tab. Lock checkbox. Checked. Not checked. Selected range. A6. Blank. L6, blank.
Protecting the worksheet. Protecting the worksheet is the next step. First, I'll press Control Home.
First cell, blank, A1.
I did that just to unselect the cells that had been selected before. Move to the Review tab of the ribbon by pressing Alt R.
Alt R, upper ribbon, group box, review tab.
I'm looking for the Changes group. The Changes group is the last group on the ribbon, on the far right, on my computer. Choose the Protect Sheet button, PS, Papa Sierra.
Protect Sheet dialog. Password to unprotect sheet colon edit.
A Protect Sheet dialog box appears with focus in the password field. Type in a password if you want to prevent others from changing the form. I'll leave the password field empty for this exercise. Note, in Excel 2016, you only have to press Enter once on this dialog box. You don't have to confirm the password as you did in earlier versions of Excel. Now, Try typing anything in an area that's protected.
Microsoft Excel dialog. The cell or chart you're trying to change is on a protected sheet. To make a change, unprotect the sheet. You might be requested to enter a password. OK button.
I'll press spacebar.
Blank. A1.
Also, try typing in the unprotected areas for comparison.
Blank. A2. Blank. A3. Blank. A4. January. A5. Blank. A6. Blank. B6. Testing. A6.
Auto fit column width. There is one more thing you may want to do. The text for the words September and November in I5 and K5 respectively visually do not fit into view. The E and the R of September are visually hidden behind the next word, October. The R in November is visually hidden behind the next word, December. This is because the width of the cells in Excel is set to a fixed size. You can, however, tell Excel to widen the cells to auto-fit the widest text in each cell. Here's how. First, you need to unprotect the worksheet. Press Alt-R to move to the Review tab of the ribbon, and then press PS Papa Sierra to activate the Unprotect Sheet button. Alt-R.
Alt-R. Upper ribbon. Group box. Review tab.
PS.
Leaving menu bar. Testing. A6. Testing. A6.
It's in the Changes group of the lower ribbon. If you had chosen a password to protect the sheet, you're now prompted to type in the password. Since I didn't specify a password, the protection is simply turned off. Next, move to cell I5, September.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, I5.
Press Alt-H to move to the Home tab of the ribbon, and then press O to activate the Format button drop-down. Alt-H.
Alt-H. Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab.
O.
Menu. Leaving menus. Row height dot dot dot.
A menu of choices opens. Press I. Alternatively, press down arrow to move down the menu to auto-fit column width.
Auto-fit row height. Column width dot dot dot. Auto-fit column width.
And press enter.
Leaving menus. Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab. Leaving menu bar. September. I5.
The cells now adjust to automatically fit the width of the text in cell I5. Move to cell K5 and repeat the process.
October, November, K5.
Alt-H.
Alt-H. Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab.
O.
Menu. Leaving menus. Row height dot dot dot.
I.
Leaving menus. November, K5.
Finally, protect the worksheet again and then save the changes. Press Alt-R to move to the Review tab of the ribbon.
Alt-R. Upper ribbon. Group box. Review tab.
And then PS Papa Sierra to activate the Protect Sheet button.
Protect Sheet dialog. Password to unprotect sheet colon edit.
Choose to assign a password or not and then continue with the lesson.
November. K5.
Note. You can use the JAWS quick settings to have Excel announce the cell text visibility. Open JAWS quick settings, insert V, while Excel has the focus, and then look for the cell text visibility detection checkbox, which is not checked by default. Sorting data. To sort data in a worksheet, first select the data you want to sort. Alternatively, put the cursor in a range of data. Excel will automatically select the range for you. Then do the following. Exercise. Open the practice file, Contacts, XLSX, and follow along with the instructor. I'll switch back over to the lesson.
Excel 2016, Lesson 3- Internet Explorer, Workbook File from Lesson 2 link.
I'll press Tab.
Contacts.xlsx link.
There's the link for the Contacts file, and I'll press Enter.
Internet Explorer dialog. What do you want to do with contacts.xlsx? Size colon 9.29 kilobytes type colon Microsoft.
I'll press enter to open that.
Contacts.xlsx link. Notification bar requires response. Windows up arrow.
And I pressed Windows up arrow to maximize this window. Focus is in cell A1. A1 has the first name, and then you have last name, street address, city, state, and postal code going from left to right. And then you have the information below that. I'm going to move to cell A2 just to put focus inside the data range.
Norman, A2.
Move to the data tab of the ribbon, Alt A.
Alt A. Upper ribbon, group box, data tab.
We're looking for the sort and filter group of the lower ribbon. The sort and filter group is about the third or the fourth group from the left margin on my computer. Choose the sort button, SS, as in Sierra Sierra.
Leaving menu bar, blank, sort dialog, OK button.
The sort dialog box opens. Press tab to move to the first sort by combo box.
Cancel button. Add level button. Delete level button. Copy level button. Options dot 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 button. My data has headers checkbox checked. Column column header. Sort field. Sort by combo box.
There it is. Press down arrow to open a list of choices. Press down arrow to find the column you want to sort by.
First name, list box, combo, last name, street address, city, state, postal code.
I'm going to choose last name.
State, city, street address, last name.
Press tab twice more to move to the order combo box.
Sort dialog, sort on combo box. Order combo box. A to Z.
I pressed the saline keystroke to read that. Insert up arrow. It's set to sort from A to Z. Choose whether to sort from A to Z or from Z to A. Press Enter.
Contacts.xlsx, -read-only-xl, sheet 1, Jennifer, A2.
The dialog box closes and the data has been sorted per your criteria. Printing in Microsoft Excel. Here's a link in your documentation to a short document that explains a few things for printing in Microsoft Excel. The link name is Setting Page Breaks.
Excel 2000 opens a new window, Setting Page Breaks link.
You can use the practice file print area in Excel.
Opens an Excel file print area in Excel link.
To practice this technique. For now, I'm going to move to the next page link and activate that.
Prior page link. Next page link. Conclusion and contact information. Conclusion and contact information.
As always, there's a link here for the entire contents of today's presentation. If you choose that link, you'll get a zip file with all the documentation. Thanks again for joining us in the Excel 2016 series with JAWS.